This is Unit 3 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Czech. Listen to this conversation.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Promiňte, jste Češka?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
Já jsem Angličan.
Mluvíte dobře česky?
Ano, trochu. Mluvte prosím pomaleji.
Dobře.
Děkuju.
Listen to it again.
Dobrý den.
Dobrý den.
Promiňte, jste Češka?
Ano, jsem. A vy?
Já jsem Angličan.
Mluvíte dobře česky?
Ano, trochu. Mluvte prosím pomaleji.
Dobře.
Děkuju.
How do you say hello?
Dobrý den.
Just as we do in English, Czechs are likely to follow hello with how are you? Listen. Here's how are you?
Jak se máte? Jak se máte?
Let's practice that starting from the end. Repeat after the speaker.
Máte. Máte. Se máte. Se máte.
Here's the word how. Repeat after the speaker.
Jak. Jak.
Now repeat the whole expression. How are you?
Jak se máte? Jak se máte?
How do you ask? How are you?
Jak se máte? Jak se máte?
You already know how to say fine, thanks. Say it.
Dobře, děkuju. Dobře, děkuju.
Ask, and you?
A vy?
How do you ask? How are you?
Jak se máte?
Say, pardon, or excuse me.
Promiňte.
How would you ask someone, are you Czech? First, ask a woman.
Jste Češka?
Now ask a man, are you Czech?
Jste Čech?
How would a woman say, I'm not Czech, I'm American?
Nejsem Češka, jsem Američanka.
How would a man say the same thing? I'm not Czech, I'm American.
Nejsem Čech, jsem Američan.
Here's how you'd say, he's not Czech. Listen and repeat.
Není Čech. Není Čech.
You can add the Czech word he for emphasis. Listen and repeat.
On není Čech. On není Čech.
How do you say he?
On. On.
And now, he, he's not.
On není. On není.
Say, he's not Czech, leaving out he.
Není Czech.
Now, here's the word for he is. Listen and repeat.
Je. Je.
How do you say he is, adding
on
for emphasis?
On je. On je.
Now, leaving out the word
on,
how do you say he is?
Je. Je.
How do you say he's not Czech, he's English?
Není Čech, je Angličan. Není Čech, je Angličan.
Now repeat the word for she.
Ona. Ona.
How would you say she, she's not?
Ona není. Ona není.
How do you say she's not?
Není. Není.
As with he, the word for she can be left out if the meaning is clear. How would you say she's not American?
Není Američanka.
She's Czech.
Je Češka.
Now say, she's not American, she's Czech.
Není Američanka, je Češka.
Do you recall how to say goodbye?
Nashledanou.
Say, please.
Prosím.
Say, thank you.
Děkuju.
Remember that please also means you're welcome. How do you say you're welcome?
Prosím.
Here's how to say tell me please. Listen.
Řekněte mi prosím. Řekněte mi prosím.
Now the word tell, starting from the end. Repeat after the speaker.
Te. Te. Niente. Niente. Řekněte. Řekněte.
Now say, tell me.
Řekněte mi. Řekněte mi.
Say, tell me, please.
Řekněte mi, prosím. Řekněte mi, prosím.
How do you say he's Czech?
Je Čech.
Say, tell me, please.
Řekněte mi, prosím.
Imagine you want to know someone's nationality. Ask a colleague, tell me, please, is he Czech?
Řekněte mi, prosím, je Čech?
Did you make the rising question intonation at the end? Ask again. Tell me, please, is he Czech?
Řekněte mi, prosím, je Čech?
Say, yes, he's Czech. Use the word for he for emphasis.
Ano, on je Czech.
Say, thank you.
Děkuju.
You're welcome.
Prosím.
Ask a colleague, tell me, please, is she American?
Řekněte mi, prosím, je Američanka?
Here's how to say, I understand. Listen and repeat.
Rozumím. Rozumím.
How do you say, I understand?
Rozumím. Rozumím.
Try to say, I don't understand.
Nerozumím. Nerozumím.
In Prague, there's a well-developed subway system. Here's the word for subway. Listen and repeat.
Metro. Metro.
How do you say subway?
Metro. Metro.
You'll never be lost in Prague if you can ask your way to a subway station. Repeat the word station.
Stanice. Stanice.
Now, here's subway station. Notice that Czech turns the phrase around. What you say is literally station of the subway. Listen and repeat.
Stanice metra. Stanice metra.
Did you hear the a ending on the word for subway? It shows the relationship between the two words, just as of the does in English. Now say subway station.
Stanice metra. Stanice metra.
Here's how to say where. Listen.
Kde? Kde?
This word begins with a GD sound, a combination we have at the end of the English word hugged. Repeat, where.
Kde? Kde?
Say station.
Stanice. Stanice.
Subway station.
Stanice metra. Stanice metra.
How do you ask, where is?
Kde je? Kde je?
Now ask, where's the subway station? Remember that Czech usually doesn't use equivalents for the English the or a.
Kde je stanice metra? Kde je stanice metra?
Most subway stations in Prague are marked by a large letter M, but sometimes you can be quite near one and still not see it. Ask a Czech, where's a subway station?
Kde je stanice metra?
The response is likely to be a pointed arm and the words, it's over there. Listen and repeat, over there.
Tamhle. Tamhle.
How do you say over there?
Tamhle. Tamhle.
Try to say, it's over there, leaving out the word for it.
Je tamhle. Je tamhle.
What was the word for subway?
Metro.
Say, subway station.
Stanice metra.
Ask, where's the subway station?
Kde je stanice metra?
Say, tell me, please.
Řekněte mi, prosím.
Ask, tell me, please, where's the subway station?
Řekněte mi, prosím, kde je stanice metra?
Say, I understand.
Rozumím.
I don't understand.
Nerozumím.
Now, here's how to ask someone to repeat something. Literally, it means repeat it. Listen.
Opakujte to. Opakujte to.
Here's the word repeat, starting from the end of the word.
Kujte. Kujte. Opa. Opa. Opakujte. Opakujte.
How do you say repeat?
Opakujte. Opakujte.
Now listen and repeat the word for it.
To. To.
Say, repeat it.
Opakujte to. Opakujte to.
Repeat it, please.
Opakujte to, prosím. Opakujte to, prosím.
Ask someone to tell you where the subway station is.
Řekněte mi, prosím, kde je stanice metra?
Now suppose he says something you don't understand. Ask him to repeat it.
Opakujte to, prosím.
He says something else and you still don't quite understand. Say, excuse me, I'm not Czech.
Promiňte, nejsem Češka.
How would a man say, excuse me, I'm not Czech?
Promiňte, nejsem Čech.
Ask him to please speak more slowly.
Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
He repeats, pointing this time, and you realize he's now saying, it's over there. How does he say this?
Je tamhle.
Say, thank you.
Děkuju.
Say, goodbye.
Nashledanou.
Now suppose you're at a party. You want to start up a conversation with a woman. Say, hello.
Dobrý den.
Ask, how are you?
Jak se máte?
How would she answer, fine, thanks, and you?
Dobře, děkuju. A vy?
Ask her, are you Czech?
Jste Češka?
She answers, yes, I am.
Ano, jsem.
Then she asks, and you, are you English?
A vy? Jste Angličan?
Say, no, I'm American.
Ne, jsem Američan.
She says, you speak Czech well.
Mluvíte dobře česky.
Say, yes, a little.
Ano, trochu.
She then says something you don't catch. Say, repeat it, please.
Opakujte to, prosím.
Say, please speak more slowly.
Prosím, mluvte pomaleji.
Ask her if she speaks English.
Mluvíte anglicky?
She answers, yes.
Ano.
Her English turns out to be quite good. Say, you speak English well.
Mluvíte dobře anglicky?
She says, thank you.
Děkuju.
Now say goodbye.
Nashledanou.
You're now ready to do the reading lesson with this unit. If necessary, stop the tape and get your reading booklet. Open it to the page for Unit 3. Proceed when you're ready. Read word number 1.
Molo.
Number 2.
Matka.
Number 3.
Okno.
Number 4.
Málo.
Number 5.
On.
Number 6.
Ona.
Number 7.
Tak.
Listen to number 8. The first syllable resembles the vowel in get. Listen and repeat.
Eva. Eva.
Read number 9.
Ten.
Number 10.
Ale.
Number 11.
Ven.
In number 12, you see a letter R, which sounds, as you already know, different in Czech. Listen and repeat number 12.
Metro. Metro.
Read number 13.
Motor.
Number 14 has the letter E, with a length mark. Listen and repeat.
Lack. Lack.
Read number 15.
Mleko.
Now to some larger words. In number 16, don't forget to put the stress on the first syllable.
Mlekarna.
Read number 16 again.
Mlekarna.
Word number 17 begins with the same sound as the English word you. Read number 17.
Ja. Ja.
Read number 18.
Pokoj.
Number 19.
Jestem.
Number 20.
Jeste.
This is the end of Unit 3.